This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that the central government has prioritized the safety of Indians in conflict zones amidst the ongoing crisis in West Asia, which has a sizable number of people from Keralam. Addressing a campaign rally in Palakkad yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's response to the West Asia conflict and said India is closely monitoring the situation and actively working to minimize its impact on the country.
इस समय वेस्ट एशिया में चल रहे युद्ध पर सबकी नजर है। इस युद्ध का प्रभाव भारत पर कम से कम पड़े इसके लिए हमारी सरकार लगातार काम कर रही है। केरलम के बहुत सारे लोग युद्धगत क्षेत्र में काम कर रहे हैं। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से ही मैं इन देशों के सभी राष्ट्राध्यक्षों से लगातार संपर्क में हूं। सारे ही देश युद्ध क्षेत्रों में फंसे भारतीयों की सुरक्षा को प्राथमिकता दे रहे हैं। भारतीयों के हितों की सुरक्षा भाजपा एनडीए सरकार के लिए सर्वोपरि है।
Prime Minister also launched a sharp attack on state's dominant political parties, the Left Democratic Front and United Democratic Front, accusing them of trapping the state in a cycle of corruption. The Prime Minister later reached Thrissur to hold a roadshow. Meanwhile, addressing a public event in Tirur, Keralam, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has dismissed allegations of a CPIM-SDPI deal for the upcoming assembly elections as false. In a major administrative overhaul in West Bengal, the Election Commission has removed the officers in charge, OC, of 170 police stations across the state, including high-profile assembly constituencies like Bhavanipur and Nandigram. Based on recommendations from the Chief Electoral Officer's Department, the Commission has approved the transfer and realignment of a total of 184 police officials, including 11 high-ranking officers. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah said, BJP has stopped the inflow of illegal immigrants into Assam and will work to deport them over the next 5 years. He was addressing an election rally at Dhekiajuli in Shonitpur district yesterday. Highlighting the achievements of the BJP government in the state, Mr. Shah said, over the past 10 years, Assam has largely become free from insurgency, which brought peace and new opportunities to the region. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support consumers. The government issued a gazette notification allowing the supply of superior kerosene oil through the public distribution system in 21 states and union territories, citing geopolitical situation affecting energy supplies worldwide. In a notification, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said up to 2 fuel stations in each district can store and distribute kerosene for household use, mainly for cooking and lighting. This temporary arrangement applies to states including Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat and Rajasthan. The order is effective immediately and will remain in place for 60 days or until further notice. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has inaugurated upgraded public facilities at 57 airports across the country via video conference from Rajkot International Airport yesterday. The facilities include Uran Yatri Cafes, Digi Yatra Systems, Free Wi-Fi Zones, Kids Areas, Libraries and Infrastructure Upgrade Projects. India's Paralympic champion Pramod Bhagat clinched 1 gold and 2 silver medals at the Spanish Para Badminton International 2026 Level 1 in Toledo. Bhagat, along with Manisha Ramdas, won gold in the mixed doubles SL3-SU5 category, defeating fellow Indians Nitesh Kumar and Tulasimati Murugasen. In the men's singles SL3 final, Bhagat settled for silver after losing to Nitesh Kumar. Overall, India registered multiple podium finishes across categories at the tournament. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 6 wickets in the second match held in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.